Hey, Chad, it's Gail at Local Splash. Did I give you enough time?
Perfect. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. No problem. So I got your voicemail. Bailey's not with the company anymore.
That's correct.
Okay.
As of yesterday morning, Bailey's not with the company anymore. And so myself and another guy have kind of been going through her emails. There's, I think you're on some different emails between personal emails of hers and then some emails with kind of that went to the marketing group. And so I'm kind of trying to come in and assess how we're trying to understand what kind of she was doing, what she was paying for, what was working, what, like, kind of start over and
stuff. Okay.
Are you in Houston, or are you, I know your number is a Houston number, right? Are you?
Well, so we use a VoIP system, so it picks a number and dials. We're based in Costa Mesa, California. But full transparency, I do work remotely. I live in Colorado. So just so you know who's where.
I thought when I called earlier it was a different number, but then when you called back, it said 281, but I get you. Does that make sense?
It could have been. Yep, it could have been. Now, are you one of the owners then, Chad?
No, but one of the owners is my best friend, and I kind of came in, and I was going to do some different stuff, so I'm going to start helping them with a bunch of the marketing. And so
awesome. Okay.
Basically,
awesome.
Yeah. So I'm kind of trying to understand between like, did you help her with Facebook ads and Google ads and different stuff? Or how did that work with SEO and all that stuff? Can you maybe just tell me a little bit about what you do or what she was doing with you or what services you offer?
You bet. So Local Splash is our company, which you probably gathered through the emails that you found.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we do the programming so that our clients appear in the map section on the first page search results for Google for the services that they offer. And she also did, it looks like, Facebook ads. So the package that you're on is a flat $299 a month, and it's always a flat rate. It'll never be more than that. So the Facebook ads are included in that $299, and they do make up a straight $100 of the $299. So we not only do the programming between your Google business profile and website so that you appear on the first page Google results, but then we're also writing, running, and managing that $100 in Facebook ads each month. So that's, in a very brief nutshell, what we're working on. And we just got started November. I think it was, maybe it might have been just right about a month.
October, November, probably? Okay, yeah.
Yep. Looks like we set you guys up on the 16th of November.
Gotcha.
Let me just check one more thing here. Okay. I just wanted to double check something.
Okay, so she signed up. So you do the programming to help make sure that we're looked at the most efficient way through Google search and Facebook ads. It's a $299 a month flat fee. $100
of that
flat fee is the Facebook ads. So you do up to the $100 per month that's included in Facebook ads.
Correct.
And then when you say, like, it's targeted, it's going to be the first page, like, how did you do, like, from a region aspect or whatever? Like, obviously, if we're in a certain area of Houston and people are Googling it, like, how does it work? How specific are...
So it's based on home base for you. So we've got you at 22955 Tomball Parkway, Suite 26, Tomball, Texas. So it's based off of your location. And so the programming that we do sends the right information about Core4 Roofing to Google so that you do come up in those first page state search results. And I was looking here too to see what
when you
we
say
have for keywords.
Search, when you say first page search results.
So we position you right in that map on the first page. So if you do a Google search for a business or a service like roofing, roof replacement, for example, you'll come up in the map. There's usually room for somewhere between 3 and 5, sometimes 3 and 6 companies in the map section when you do that type of search. And we're working on positioning you so that you come up for your service listing in the map section on that first page. So right in front of folks as soon as they search for you. And I've got, as far as what she listed for services, we did roofing, roof repair, roof replacement, roof installation, commercial roofing.
Can I write those real quick? Or unless you have an email that you can send it?
Tell you what, let me change the phone number in here real quick. I'll change it to yours. And then, I mean, I would assume her 512-954-4094, that number go with her? That must be her personal cell phone.
Honestly, I'm not sure if that was her personal. Okay. I think it was.
No worries. I'm just going to copy it over onto mine so that I can, just so I don't lose that number. But let me just change it over here real quick, and then I can text you that list.
Yeah.
And
I work better with text. Anyways, I'm a horrible email person because I get emails an hour, I swear. My attorney will text me and say, this is an important email. Check it. My buddy who just helps me with a bunch of marketing stuff just did the same thing. I've got everybody that needs to deal with important. They text me and say, read your email. Because otherwise, I get 5 email addresses and I don't check them well. And there's so much spam and crap that it's a good
one. I have the same problem. My mom and I usually email.
I just like talking on the phone and writing notes.
I know. You ought to see my notebooks. They're all in my notebooks. And
so,
Chad, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I just realized there is another service she signed you guys up for through Google. It's called Google Guaranteed. And it is a biggie, so we do need to discuss it. So Google Guaranteed, and we can come back to the map and the keywords and such too, but this one's, it is a big deal. So the Google Guaranteed is a newer program by Google. It's a pay per lead program where the leads that go to you are exclusive to you. They don't go to any other companies. And what Google does right now, you're technically in their 4 to 8 week approval process period. So part of what she paid was a $250 one-time application fee for the Google Guaranteed. That goes to Google. It is non-refundable, and it takes them about 4 to 8 weeks to get through the approval process. Part of the reason it takes so long is they'll want copies of any licensing that you have, insurance. They'll do background checks on any face-to-face employees. That all happens in that 4 to 8
weeks. So
week
she signed up
period.
For it, but it's not going into effect yet because we're still in the approval process.
Right, it's not active yet. Now, let me take a look back. I got to flip over to another screen here. Did that text make it to you, by the way?
It did. That helps a ton.
Awesome, you bet. So let me see. There is a monthly minimum budget that Google requires, and it'll be due after that approval process is complete. Let's see where it is here. So your lead costs, it's $46.67 each, and Google has a monthly minimum of $609 for your category and area. So think of the $609 at minimum monthly budget as a prepaid debit account or debit card, for lack of a better word. So with a lead cost, I'm just going to round to $50. It's $46.67, but just for easy math. If you only use 2 leads this month and, I don't know, maybe your guys are on vacation the rest of the month because it's Christmas, you don't need any more leads. Next month, you would only replenish that, let's say, $100 in leads that you used. So you're not repaying the entire 609 month over month over months. It's only if you use all of those that 609 should net you about 13 direct leads each month, but you can pause anytime. Does that make sense?
It does, but he's got a minimum monthly budget of 609. If you just kept pausing, then if you just
you
keep
wouldn't.
Pausing, then you don't have a 609, then you have a no charge, right? Or that's
correct. Nope, you're right. You are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So the first when the approval process is complete, they'll want that 609 deposited, and then whatever leads you use, they would just want you to replenish up to that 609. And yes, if you continued pausing, then there would be no charges. The other night,
the annual contract for a minimum of 609 per
month. No, we don't do contracts here, and neither does Google. We really just don't believe in it. We believe that if we're doing our job, we don't have any need to wrangle you into a contract. So we are just month to month.
She told me, I'm not a whiz with this stuff by any means, but it's been a few years, but I had a team of people. I've been involved in some different businesses and companies and had some real estate businesses. And we were doing a lot of SEO and, you know, Google search, a lot. And we were spending way, 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 way more money per month on leads and services. And so I guess what I'm trying to understand, the reason that it's cheap on the $299 a month flat and the same thing with like this 13 direct leads per month, is it because we're just in a very thin area of like when you say it's registered to our address on Tomball Parkway, is it just because we're in only like a so many square mile radius of there, or how, like what's making it so cheap?
You know, I know what you're talking about too. What used to be SEO used to be a lot more expensive. I know when I was in remodeling, we were paying one company $1,900 a month just to do our SEO, and they never even got us the first page. I bailed on them after about 6 months of paying almost $2,000 a month. I mean, that was plenty of time. Part of it is we're really quick at doing it. We can get you the first page quickly, and it just doesn't cost us a lot to do it. So there's no need for us to pass it along to you. We're Google Premier Channel Partners, which gives us closer ties to Google. We've been partners with them, in a Premier status. I believe it's 15 years, coming up here in the next month or so. We've been in business for 18. But it just gives it, we've been trained and certified by Google in exactly what to send them. And then we're also able to keep an eye on the algorithms as they change so that we can update your programming quickly. And so we're able to go in quickly and we're able to stay on top of it easily, without having to, we can still do the programming, keep you up to date when algorithms change without you having to spend more money. Most companies, even the bigger ones, we're not a big company, I'd call us mid-sized. The big companies, 411 Local, Town Square is another one that comes to mind. They're right around that same price range, maybe just a shade more, but it's a lot cheaper than it used to be. I know why you asked too. When I came here to work, I saw the packages and I'm like, okay, where's the $2,000 package? That's what I want to sell, right? And they're like, we don't have anything that high cost. I'm like, no way. That's not even possible. I was paying $1,900 a month. How can you not have a $2,000 package for me to sell? We just don't. I mean, well, I
yeah,
take
but
that back.
They're still targeted. I mean, if you say that you'll get, you know, top page, first page search results, top 3 to 5 companies, et cetera. But you said that it's like the key thing you said to me is that's from our home base office where that is. So if we want to advertise in different areas of town, obviously then you've got more and more people searching or more competition, et cetera. So how does it work? Like geographically, how does it work?
Good question.
She was supposed to have stuff set up in, like, with different salesmen, different people. She was supposed to have it set up to where they would do searches in different areas of Houston. So different zip codes, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 miles apart from that main office.
And
all those were supposed to go. So obviously she didn't set any of that up. It's only set for the office.
Yeah, it looks like we've got a couple.
It sounds like they're expanding the region that it's going to be. I don't see how you get stuff to first page. Because I know if I go, like, if I type in roofing from where I live about 25 miles from there, like, it'll opt to even see the name of that company. So I guess what I'm trying to see is in different areas, how do we get
more exposure? Good question. Really, really good question. So the local map programming, that's your, well, it'd be $199 because 100 of that $299 flat is the Facebook. So the local map programming only reaches about 10 mile radius of home base. And that's a Google thing. Nobody has the power to stretch it or shrink it. We close a 50 mile radius around your home base as your protected area. That's a strict Google rule that we have to follow. We're only allowed to work with one company per industry, per area. So if anyone overlapped your 50-mile radius that offered roofing or any of the services that you have listed, we're not allowed to work with them. That ensures that we're not working with competitors and trying to put both of you on the first page. It would be ridiculous. But that the radius for the search only stretches about 10 miles. So what we did with Bailey is we went with the Facebook ads because with Facebook, we can reach out beyond that area. I mean, anywhere you wanted, really. So the Facebook ads, we can target in by area, zip code, even I think if we can get down to neighborhood, if I remember right, and income range, age range. There's a lot of different criteria, and that's something that we'll need from you guys is, you know, what is your ideal client? What do they look like? So that we can target them and get your ads showing in front of the right clients and not in front of the ones that aren't going to buy or the ones that are just going to click and not do anything.
Right.
So Facebook ads and Google ads are the way to reach beyond that 10-mile radius. The Google Guaranteed ads do also reach out beyond that. And the Google Guaranteed, if you do, let me make sure it comes up before it should, if we do roofing for you guys.
Like I just type from where I'm sitting, and I'm probably 25 miles from the office, I type roof repair. Then right up top it says sponsor, it says see roofers, and it has a green check mark with a thing that says Google Guaranteed. And then it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever is I'm doing on my phone that you scroll up, but that company's not in it. If I understand it's because I'm further away than that. But I guess
right.
I guess what I understand is so your search is putting people in the top 5 to 6, 7, whatever per page, and then at that point, like what qualifies as a lead? Do they have to click then on that particular company's site?
Good question too. So where you see businesses and the map next to it, that's the $199 a month portion of your total flat rate of $299. And that section, the local map section, clicks, calls, leads are
unlimited.
Can you
hang on 1 second?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No problem.
Sorry, I apologize for that.
Oh, no, that's all right. So I was just thinking here. Let me pop over to another screen. I can,
So to get a wider base, a wider scope of where we're trying to get leads from. So you said, you were telling me that it goes where it says businesses, and then it says, like, at least on my phone, it says available online, and it says within 5 miles, sort by distance, open now, top rated, et cetera. Like that's the thing that it gives. And it says Walton Roofing, Whitman's Roofing, Integra's Roofing, whatever. So.
Yep. So what we're working on is getting you positioned in that map section there on the first page search results for those keywords. And those clicks and calls don't cost you anything. They're unlimited. They are also unfiltered. Nobody filters them. Nobody sends them anywhere else but to you. And then, so that's the map section. That makes up $199 of your flat monthly. And that only reaches 10 miles. The map section only reaches 10 miles from home base in Tomball. So Facebook, and I was just looking, I'm looking back at our log here. It looks like we've got a couple of, our Facebook technician had been trying to get a hold of her. And called to get access to Facebook page, went to voicemail, mailbox full, resent instructions, no response. So it doesn't look like we've been able to connect with her to get the Facebook portion set up yet. So I don't believe.
Curiosity.
He tried yesterday, and it looks like on the 5th.
Oh, it's recent.
Scroll back. It is. I'm trying to see how far back it goes, though. Let's see. Left voicemail. This is back on the 29th.
She just got let go yesterday. So they've been trying to reach her for much before yesterday.
It looks like it. In fact, it looks like our rep for the Google Guaranteed portion has been I'm still scrolling, but he was trying to get a hold of her too as of the 29th, 23rd. And then the Google guaranteed are those rectangular boxes across the top. And I'm just going to guess, just from what I see in the logs here so far, probably nothing has been done there. So when you guys are ready for us to reach back out, and we'll have to go through the application with you. There's an application that needs to be filled out to be sent to Google, get licensing, insurance, those kinds of things, so we can get those over to Google. Something else.
Someone does a search. I don't understand what makes it a lead. Like you said, so if it makes us go to the top of that page and people go and look at it, you said just for people to search that's not really a lead. What makes it a lead where you pay the $46 or whatever it is, $50 a person? What makes it a lead?
A good question, too. So you don't pay for invalid leads. So a lead from somebody calling outside of your service area, or if they're calling about a service you don't perform, if they leave you a message and you can't ever connect with them again, those are all considered invalid leads. So
a lead
really
is when they actually call us, like when they, you guys can track when they call the number from there, not just when they're searching the website.
Exactly. So you could click on any of those Google guaranteed ads, and it doesn't cost that advertiser anything. So you can look around, see their reviews, poke around in that, and it doesn't cost anything until they call you. And then if it is an invalid lead, all you have to do is let us know. And then we go back to Google. In fact, we've had cases where we've listened to call recordings to figure out, okay, is this a valid lead or not? And then we'll take that argument to Google if we have to. I mean, if that's what we have to do to get you credited for that lead. That's what we do. I mean, we're very tough on them with invalid leads, because that is one of the things that Google lists as a perk of Google Guaranteed is you don't pay for the invalid ones. So
Google leads is when they call and when you actually like made contact with them and they fit your criteria. And if they just
exactly
site to you, then it's really nothing. It's just part of that other fees that we're paying of $2.99 a month.
Correct. You got it. You got it.
But so to get this out, let's say that we want to get and expand outside of this 10-mile radius, then it's going to be another $2.99 for every 10-mile radius?
Nope. For the local map programming, we can't make it go wider. That's just Google's set parameter. That's why we have to turn to things like Google Guaranteed, Facebook ads, Google ads, to get you out beyond that 10-mile radius. And so, no, it wouldn't be another $2.99. If you wanted...
So you called it Google Guarantees.
That's what they're...
But okay.
You know what? Let me do this. I know you hate emails. You hate them as much as I do.
That'll probably help me explain it or understand.
Can I wipe out Bailey's email address, or are you getting her email that I can just send one there?
Let's do it to both, just because someone else I was just talking to tried to send me an email and it didn't come to me.
Gotcha.
And I don't know. I swear they wrote it wrong because I was like, I've been getting emails all day. But if you do Bailey and Molly, then you'll always have access for a while.
And what's yours, Chad?
Chad, C-H-A-D, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at Core4 Construction, C-O-R-E-F-O-U-R, construction.com.
Got it. Oh, it's like type, I've got it. There we are. So this might help make a little more sense. I actually just redid my emails this past weekend so that they were easier to tell what is where, because I know it can be confusing. Come on. Here we are.
How do people use you if they want to have a much broader search than the 10 miles?
We run Google ads, Facebook ads, and or Google Guaranteed. Those are the best ways to reach out beyond that radius.
Just more specific targeted ads than the original program.
Yep. Exactly. Google ads, Facebook ads, well, even Google Guaranteed, all allow us more targeting ability. The local map programming, it just is what it is. It's that 10-mile radius, and nobody can change it. I suppose Google could if they wanted to someday. But for now, it's at a 10-mile radius. I'm adjusting this email to make sure I've got the right dollar amount showing for what you guys paid. There we are. It's a stock email, and I actually got you guys in under some discounts, so I wanted those to reflect in there so it's not freaking you out and confusing you even more. Here we go. Okay. So first email's on its way. It's titled... Google and Facebook marketing, and then that one covers the Facebook ads and the local map programming. Hopefully that'll help you a little bit there. And then I'm going to send one to you as soon as I can get it doctored up here too, the Google Guaranteed. That's not what I want. Apparently, they didn't give us one that just has Google Guaranteed. So, wipe that out. I should have just sent you this one in the first place, but since we're where we're at,
it doesn't have to be so specific. I'm just trying to, in my mind, understand how to broaden into more areas the best.
Yep, absolutely. So, if you picture the first page of Google when you do a search, first on the page is the Google Guaranteed highest price position. hence the monthly minimum. Next down would be the pay-per-click ads, which I don't see showing in your area. It doesn't look like anybody's doing the pay-per-clicks. Those would show with the ad next to it. And those, I kind of try to steer people away from. Google Guaranteed is a much better program and a lot cheaper. The Google ads, the pay-per-click ads, run a, you know, average about $10 a click. So, and those, you pay for every single click. There's no negotiating or anything. If it was an invalid lead, that's just too bad. I mean, a competitor could sit there and click and click and click and run up your charges. That, I suppose, you might be able to argue, but yeah, it's kind of set. And then right below that is the map. And then below that is everything else that nobody looks at.
Gotcha.
So then from the top of the page, the Google Guaranteed is what will be the 609 minimum. And then Google ads aren't being run for Tomball area. So next down is the map section. That's your $199 a month. And then what doesn't show on the Google page is the Facebook ads. And those are $100 a month is what we're set at. So if you want to reach more clients, more potential clients, a couple of things that we can do, we can increase the Facebook budget so that you've got more ads running, which it would be one of the most economical ways to get a better reach. Facebook has made a lot of changes, especially post-pandemic, and they've rebranded as Meta. One of the things that I really like about advertising on Facebook is the retargeted ads, which I'm sure you've seen them even if you didn't know what they were called. I've been seeing them forever, and I always wondered, okay, how do you get on there as an advertiser? And it's Facebook. So retargeted ads, really good example. I'm tall. My local Fleet Farm store didn't have jeans long enough a couple weeks ago. So I went on Wrangler.com, bought my jeans. They're here. They're wonderful. But ever since then, because I searched for jeans, I have ads for jeans everywhere I go. My Facebook feed, the game I play before I fall asleep at night. I mean, you name it, there's an ad for jeans. Those are retargeted ads. And they don't cost you as the advertiser anything. They're just free branding and free exposure. So the only time it costs you anything is when they click through the call. And the neat thing that they found is because of that retargeting, I'm just going to pull this out of thin air. Wife says to husband, you need to get the roof fixed. It's leaking and I'm sick of buckets sitting on my floor. Yeah, I'll take care of it. He searches roofing companies in Tomball. And then he forgets about it for 2 weeks. And he's got your ad following him around. And he sees it every time he goes somewhere, kind of reminding him.
But to our benefit.
Right, exactly. Kind of nagging him until he goes, oh, damn. I was supposed to call the roofer. Oh, look, there's core four. I feel like I know, I mean, in their head, I feel like I know them and like them and can trust them because I've seen them that magical 5 to 12 times. So it makes them a really good lead when they do come through. And on average, those Facebook click-throughs are only about 50 cents per. And the other nice thing, because we're managing your budget, we buy $100 basically in ad credits. So the 50 cents for the click that happened today, for example, would come out of that $100. It's not on top of. So we keep that in check so that you never go over that budget limit of $100 for your Facebook ads. But we can increase them at any time. Usually we increase in $100 increments, but I believe we can do $50 increments too. And it really is a great way to reach out further very economically.
Okay.
Making sense so far?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So,
oh, no.
like the list that you texted me, roofing contract, roofing repair, all the key search words or whatever, was there was there a limit on those? Like she must have
No limit. In fact, I noticed too when I sent that over to you, must have been when she did your onboarding call with our technician, that they came up with a bunch more keywords and services than even Bailey and I had. I think she and I had maybe 10 or 12, and just kind of skimming through, it looks like probably, 20, 25? So, we use all of the services that you offer. And if you add services, too, or subtract services, you just need to let us know. We can adjust that in your programming, get it out of your keywords or into your keywords, whichever the case may be.
Right. Perfect. So one of the biggest questions then, I guess, that we, when we discussed and had a meeting yesterday, is how trackable are each of these different avenues? Like, in other words, if we're sitting there and we're doing this and that, we want to ramp up an area and do more Facebook ads or do more, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And what we're going to do is, you know, throw a bunch of darts and try different stuff, but we want to see what's trackable and what we can trace as leading to business and what the customer acquisition cost is, and that, and then go from there and then really ramp up what's working type thing. So how is all this stuff tracked? Like, I used to be able to sit there and see all the hits and see when everyone was looking at the site and see all the, like, I used to be able to go in the back and see all the different things, and you can keep tweaking stuff and see what's working and what's not. How do you do all that?
So you've actually got a reporting dashboard. So it's a login to our system. So you can see exactly that, how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload pictures for us. All that data is right there. Also, let me see if she signed up for it. Come on. It's our Splash app. That's relatively new. It's actually still in beta. It should be just about finished there, so it's about 6 months in. I think she did. There it is. Splash call. Oh, she didn't sign up for the Splash app. Okay. So something neat that our Splash app does, it's an app that you download from the Play Store. You could actually have it installed on all of your employees' phones, too. But the app itself has its own, it's a VOIP number, so it's going to be local to you, just like my number came up as local. Your number will be local to you too. And it's, if you want to dial a business call from your personal cell, you go into the app, you dial the number from there, still uses your cell signal. But it doesn't show your cell phone number. It shows the app phone number, and that app has all kinds of data in it too. It records and logs every single call you get. So if you miss a call, you can go back and retrieve it. You can actually do that in the dashboard on desktop too. But the Splash app also records your calls. Like for us here at Local Splash, all of our calls are recorded. I mean, everyone all the time. I mean, our mics are active and recorded all day long. Even if we're not on the phone, it's still recording. So the Splash app records your inbound and outbound calls. Most of the time what it's used for is, you know, you're on a roof and you're working, your hands are full, you can't write stuff down, but you need to take the information. You go through the phone call, you know, get the prospect's info from them, you know, how many square feet, things like that, what's the pitch of the roof. And you can go back later, listen to the call, pick out the things you need, write them down, and go from there. But you can also use it legal reasons. You know, somebody says, I want the slate gray shingles. So you put the slate gray shingles on, and later they go, no, I wanted brown. I mean, probably a problem, but you can go back through, listen to the call, or you can send the call to somebody too. You get it as a, I think it comes as an MP3. So you can
record it to your employees. If you, hey, I just talked to this guy here, I'm going to forward you what he said. Now you handle it, et cetera.
Exactly. And as for the employees, the Splash app doesn't cost you guys anything. Neither do the phone numbers. You get unlimited phone numbers. So what a lot of our clients with bigger crews are using it for is they'll have every one of their installers put it on their phone, and then each of those guys has their own number on the system. And, I mean, with the intent being that your customer doesn't have their personal cell phone number. So if you hired, you know, Joe Dirt and he's working with your clients, something goes wrong, you don't want him to have contact with your clients anymore, he leaves, gets fired, whatever, just let us know and we can cut his line off immediately. He loses all access to any recordings, any data, any customer info. It's just gone.
That's pretty cool.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it is. I know. Especially
it's called Splash App, and you said it's free, but mm-hmm. It's only been around for 6 months or so. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's actually technically still in.
I can go sign up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, let me text you. It's because
all these things you guys offer, don't even use them.
I know. And so the Splash app, it is technically still in beta, so it's with our programmers. Because of that, find the link here. There it is. They're asking everybody to fill out an application. It's not an application as in you could be declined. It's just our normal process is from me, it goes, I do a warm handoff to our technician in our customer service department. So the Splash app will eventually be with our customer service people. But since the programmers haven't given it up yet, we have to have you fill out an application. And it's just so that they get your info.
Okay.
So yeah, the Splash app really is amazing. I mean, you can get all of the data that you can from the dashboard login, plus some, because you get the call recordings, and they're just always logged. You can go back and retrieve them whenever you need to.
I had a commodities brokerage firm for 25 years, and everything we do is recorded, you know, and can be reviewed, and you have to hold, you know, every record of every trade and transaction for years, but it's really a good thing to be able to go back and say, what did you say? What did you do wrong? What did you do? You know, legally and training and even getting information here and having someone else go and hear what the customer said, getting a different viewpoint.
Exactly.
Very valuable. I need to talk to you about another business too. So you do something for all like e-commerce and all that stuff, like unrelated to this company at all, but you're then like.
Yes.
Like all that.
We're a full service digital marketing company. So we do everything if we specialize in working with companies that work in the trades primarily, although we do have some locksmiths and some, we got a security company. I signed up a realtor. I signed up a trucking company. I mean, we still do the same things. It's just we generally specialize in working in the trades. So we get a lot of guys, you know, one or two man shops that don't have a website yet. So typically we can rebuild or build a website for you. We don't charge for that, but we also don't just sell standalone websites. But then we can take it all the way to getting you listed first page of Google results. And of course, if Google Guaranteed is available for that service category, we can do that too. Facebook ads. Yep. Pretty much all of it.
Okay. Well, you've taught me a ton today and I appreciate it. So what I'm going to do is go look at these emails and go sign up for this thing and then talk to the guys and see what we want to do and come up with a good plan. I'm sure we'll be tweaking a lot of stuff and adding some stuff and all that. But
sounds good. Well, definitely.
Wife call you also about real estate stuff. She was just talking about that. So you've been a great help.
Oh, wonderful. I would love to help her. Absolutely. And if you have any other questions, Chad, call me. And when you want to make tweaks to the account, call me rather than going through customer service. I can generally apply credits or discounts where they're not able to. So I can make sure I get you the best deal. I know I was going to mention one more thing. Google Guaranteed, the Splash app, I was kind of surprised she didn't sign up for it too, but not too late to fix that. The Splash app, especially with Google Guaranteed, because it records those calls. That way, if you get a sticky, invalid lead that we might have trouble fighting with Google, we can get your call recordings. And we're not above sending those to Google and telling them exactly what point in that call to listen for da-da-da that invalidates it. That's definitely, I would encourage you guys to use it. It's great. It really is. Couple more things.
So much cheaper and more sophisticated than it was a few years ago when I was heavily involved.
I know.
I was like, man.
I know those extra lines. I mean, I remember going through like Ring Central and places like that, and it was spendy. Now we get them for free. A couple things. Somewhere soon, we'll need to get somebody from Core4 to sit down with our onboarding tech again, because it looks like we do have some missing components. So what that amounts to is we've taken your money, and we haven't done a lot of work yet because we haven't had the info and the input from you guys. And that's one thing I don't like. When we take your money, I want us to get to work. And finishing out that onboarding process gets us to work because we start immediately after all that's in the system.
Yep.
And then, let me see, your next billing isn't due until... When is it? Looks like, oh, it is coming up, December 16th. You'll get charged for $299 for your flat monthly. And I've got on file an Amex card ending in 1022. Now, I don't know. It's got Bailey's name on it is what she gave me. So I don't know if it's a personal card of hers or a company card, if we need to change that.
So let me talk with them. That was probably her personal company card.
Okay.
I've got a copy of, so it's my, one of my best friends since college that owns the half the company or whatever. And so I'm helping him with a lot of this stuff, but he gave me a credit card when I was researching some stuff on different calls and different things that she's been doing, but I'm not sure if that's the same card that they want to put these charges on or if they have a different one just for that.
Okay. No problem.
So let me find that out. And if, when do you have to know that, Brad? When do you need the next billing session card by?
It bills again automatically on the 16th, so it'd be a week from tomorrow.
Wait, 16th? What do you say about tomorrow?
About a week from tomorrow.
Wait a minute.
Today? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Today's only Wednesday. A week from Friday.
In the next few days. I'm making all kinds of notes. I'll look at emails. We'll sit down and go with them, and then I'll get all the other stuff done that we need to. But next billing is 16, so we need to get that to you before then. Okay, cool.
And if in talking with everybody else that's involved, if you want to dial me, put me on speaker, I'm happy to answer any questions they have too. I'm a completely open book. I'll tell you how it is or isn't. And I will, whatever ends up to be, I want it to work for you. That's everybody's goal here.
You've been great. You'll probably be getting a call soon from some people that I referred your way. So I appreciate your help. You've been a great help. I'll get with them the next few days, and then Friday or early next week.
And if you give my name out, be sure to give my name and stress that they contact me at my extension. Otherwise, it goes into a general pool. And if you're going to refer people to me and your wife is going to sign up her real estate company, everybody you refer, you get a free month of service, whatever your service is. I mean, your base service. We can't waive the Facebook ads because we have to pay for that flat out. But everything else, the base product, you get a free month of service. So for everybody you refer, but they have to come to me. Otherwise, whoever in the pool wouldn't know to give you credit for it. And I'm like a dog on a bone.
Service and get it done right. So the number that I called you, the 877-635-62225, extension 4287, is that the one that they would call?
That's the one. And then have them mention your name, and then I can make sure it gets credited to you and your wife's account for her real estate company. Might as well get her some free service.
Yeah, well, no, that's just anything that helps people's business, especially these days, it's going to be a lot.
Absolutely. Well, awesome. Yeah, I know. And, I mean, construction, it's hard to get new business in the door. I went through it with my remodeling company. I mean, we tried it all. We tried HomeAdvisor and Angie's, and they've gotten worse than they were then. In fact, they're being charged by the FTC. What's that?
You call that, so.
Oh, man.
From this field at all. I'm from the energy and trading, like Wall Street. Business, but
well,
I closed my company early in the year, so I'm coming in to help with this and that. And then when they got rid of Bailey, they're like,
well, do you want a few pointers on Angie's and HomeAdvisor?
Yes, absolutely. I was just talking to them, and I got to call them back after we're off.
So they're actually currently being charged by the FTC for fraudulent practices against small businesses, at which I have to say, I'm just going to say firsthand, because I did purchase from them. 1 month, let me see, my little remodeling company, we had a crew of 8 guys. We weren't big. We'd run, 5-10 projects at a time, so we weren't huge. I was paying them $3,500 a month, and less than 50% of the leads that would come through were actually valid. One, in fact, I remember it well, because my GPS wouldn't find the address. I was going to go out and do an estimate, and GPS wouldn't find the address. And I thought, well, okay, pick another number. Maybe it's a newer home. I don't know. Didn't know the neighborhood. I get there. The house number doesn't even exist. So I knocked on the 2 doors that would have, been next or first in line. Nope, never heard of that person before. And nope, that street number doesn't exist. And in talking to contractors across the country every day, I bet I hear that 5 times a day from guys that are using them. So, and you pay for every lead that they send you, regardless whether you even get in touch with them. And they're sold typically, each lead is sold to 4 or 5 contractors. So if a, yep, quote, roofing lead comes through for Tomball, you get it, but probably 4 of your competitors do too. And you all pay for it.
That's what these guys were saying. When we started going through her emails, we had, I'm not kidding, and I'm a little confused. They were explaining to me the difference between, because we had some emails that came through on her HomeAdvisor and some that came on her Angie's, but there was, let's say, 20 a day that we were getting an email about someone inquiring about a roof, and she was never forwarding any of the leads to anybody. Accepted leads, but she's still paying for the service. And then I'm like, so I'm just trying to uncover all the stuff she's been doing. And I don't come from this industry, so I'm trying to learn. I mean, a lot of business, but I don't construction contractor business, but I'm excited. Doing that all the SEO and all that stuff works this efficiently and this much cheaper and all that.
Good to hear. Nice. Well, I'm happy to help in any way I can. And next time we talk, we'll go through the account. And I know this is kind of surface level for you. And that's fine, but we'll go through, clean up a couple things on the account, get a permanent contact in here. Right now it's still got Bailey's info. I didn't know she was gone until you messaged me. But we'll get that cleaned up, get the billing, so it's going on the right card for you guys, get all that straightened out. Okay.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate all your time. I'll definitely be throwing some other business outside of ours your way. So I'm kind of excited for some other things that have in the works and how this works.
I'd love you too. And I appreciate your time. I look forward to working with you guys and whomever you send my way. I'd love to take care of them for you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Chad. Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.